Hey, David Stokes is with us. He's with the Show Me Institute, joins us every Monday. David Stokes, good morning.
Good morning, McGraw.
You mentioned something on the break I was not aware of. What's the Ed Koch story everyone's forgetting about?
Well, it's some of the editorials and or obituaries in St. Louis, a lot of them are failing to mention that he was a partner at the law firm of Bryan Cave, which he was in their New York office, but I think it's an interesting local angle that people might find intriguing.
There you go. See, all the news that's fit to print. David Stokes here, giving us more information. So let's talk about this road funding argument that's going on down in Jefferson City. Lots of people, it seems like they all want to build better roads. The argument is, how are we going to pay for it?
Well, we're going to pay for it by a major bond issue, and that's a good thing. I support the basics behind the transportation bond and the educational infrastructure bond. I'm not opposed to these proposals coming out of Jeff City.
Okay.
So how do you pay for it becomes the inevitable question.
And let's go back. A bond would be, we would borrow the money, we'd float the bonds on Wall Street, the people would buy the bonds, and then we would pay it back over a number of X amount of years.
Right. And there's a prior bond issue from a few decades ago that is about to expire, about to be paid off in full. So the state of Missouri now has a great deal of bond capacity, and with interest rates being at very low levels,
right,
there's a strong argument to be made that this is a good time to take out this debt and invest in transportation and educational building infrastructure. And I'm not opposed to those plans or those projects.
Okay, good. So how should we pay back these bonds?
Well, the transportation bond in particular, they're discussing a broad-based sales tax to pay for it.
Okay.
And I am opposed to that.
Interesting. Are you opposed to that?
Well, if you're going to do it with taxes instead of tolls, and I think, first of all, we should be paying for the I-70 reconstruction, which is a large part of the bond issue. I think we should be doing that via tolling. But if you're not going to do it via tolling, you should be doing it with gas taxes and vehicle registration fees, not general sales taxes. I don't think people who walk to work should be paying the same amount for the bonds of people who have long commutes or truckers.
But the people who walk to work walk to the supermarket and get their can of peas at the supermarket. That can of peas was brought to them by the roads. And so even though they walk to work, isn't their job at some point dependent on transportation?
Right, and that's a portion of it. But supporters of the sales tax argument make that point as if it's totally equal, as if in the end game, the amount that you're paying is the same whether you walk to work or bike to work or have a 40-minute commute to work from St. Charles County downtown or out in Kansas City. And that's just not true. If you use the roads extensively, like somebody with a long commute or somebody who lives way out and is on the highways constantly, you're causing more deterioration to those roads, and you should be paying more. The person who walks to work will pay more, because that truck is going to, via higher gas taxes, those goods will cost a little bit more. And the bicyclist or the walker will pay that at the supermarket, same as the driver will, the commuter. But in the end, the commuter, the trucker, are still causing more harm on our roads and using our roads more and deserve to pay more for it. And I'm a commuter. I drive a decent amount. I don't walk to work. I think I should be paying for these improvements.
It's an interesting argument, one in which you're in favor of a higher sales tax than a income tax, yet you're for higher gas taxes than a sales tax.
Right. And it's because when possible in tax policy, in order to connect the tax to the service as much as possible is a good thing.
Okay.
In other words, a gas tax is more closely connected to use of the roads than a general sales tax is. So you're moving in the right direction via a gas tax. You're internalizing the costs of the product as much as you can. And internalizing costs is a very good thing. The gas tax, and there's a lot of issues about, you know, as cars get more gas efficient and gas mileage improves, how do you fund it with gas taxes? And there's some legitimate points there. That's why I think vehicle registration fees should also be in the discussion, so that car that gets that Prius that gets amazing gas mileage,
right,
but uses the road a lot,
right,
they may not pay their fair, quote unquote, fair share via gas taxes, but you can make up a part of that via higher annual license registration fees.
But so your argument is, your argument also could be if you have higher gas taxes, people don't want to pay taxes, so they would do more in terms of innovation to do away with buying gas. So are you not socially engineering society that, okay, you want to drive, we're going to charge you more for it with a gas tax, and if you want to engineer your life to use less gas, you pay less tax?
Well, that would be a result, and that would be a good result. If gas taxes are higher, people are going to drive less, as opposed to if sales taxes are higher,
right,
and there's no connection between how much you drive and how we pay for the roads, that will encourage people to drive more. Because what they pay in the end for these services is not connected. I don't think it's social engineering because it's allowing people to make a very natural reaction to changes in price. If gas taxes are higher, some people will drive less. Some people won't care and will drive the same amount. But if you're doing it with higher sales taxes and there's no connection to how much you drive or the size of your car or your big rig using the highways of Missouri,
right,
that's just an incentive to do more of it, not less.
Right. So if you have a higher gas tax, you might move closer to your work, right? You might buy a more fuel-efficient car, all of those things. That's what I mean by social engineering. You might take that into account. And so that's your point. If you tie it closer to the actual act, in other words.
Absolutely. You want the tax to be as closely connected to the service being provided as possible. And it's not always possible. You can't do that with certain government services. You don't pay for police by instituting a charge every time you call 911.
Right.
But with road construction, it is possible.
You
can do it with gas taxes.
What about cigarette taxes? If you raise cigarette taxes, won't that then be more tied to the event and to the action and then help that whole area of paying for smokers who are charging or costing us all sorts of reasons why?
True. If you raise cigarette taxes in order to fund health care costs brought about by smoking,
right,
sure. But if you recall the last election a few months ago, most of that money was going to things completely unrelated to smoking. And that was one of the reasons I was opposed to it.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. So where do you think this is going down in Jefferson City?
Well, I think a bond issue is going to pass. I think they're going to do it. The educational infrastructure bond will probably be paid for out of just general revenues. That won't be so controversial.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people support that, and I support it. The controversy is going to be how to pay for the transportation bond, and I still hope that they include tolling into this bit as much as possible, but that seems to be a lost battle, unfortunately.
Right.
So it's going to be general sales taxes versus higher gas taxes, and I keep adding higher registration fees to deal with those extremely gas-efficient cars, and I hope we do it via gas taxes.
You're a good small government guy. Supposedly we're electing all these small government guys down in Jefferson City. How come you don't see eye to eye with them, or how come they don't see eye to eye with you on this?
Well, I think some people do,
mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, look, the members of the majority party out there represent a lot of people who probably drive a lot more. So
right.
Maybe they see the benefits of a general sales taxation. But we're going to be out there arguing for connecting it as much as possible to the act.
Right.
The people with the long...
Right, because the longer commute, the more you want me to pay for your roads.
Right.
Right. You don't want to pay for your roads. You want somebody else to pay for your roads.
And everybody wants everybody else to pay for everything. I sometimes feel you and I are like this, standing on this island. Of
right.
course, that's very natural. But it's not right. In the end, it's not even. It doesn't all even out, but you pay a little more at the grocery store. That's a part of it, and that's why people who bike to work or people who walk to work or drive short distances on local roads,
right,
which are paid for via property taxes primarily, they're going to pay for these road improvements in the end part too. But it shouldn't be even. You shouldn't just say, it's all the same in the end, so let's just do it via general sales tax.
It's a great point because the people who live in St. Charles do not pay for the do not pay for Forest Park, do not pay for the free zoo, which I think is a misnomer. It's not free. You're paying for it, and I'm paying for it, for people to walk in for free who live in St. Charles. They don't pay for the zoo. They get the benefits of the zoo, but they don't pay for the zoo.
Right, and I think that people outside of St. Louis City and St. Louis County should be given an option. It should go to the ballot. Do you want to pay a local property tax to support the zoo or not? And if you do, wonderful. And they'll institute it in Jefferson County and Franklin County and St. Charles and in Illinois. And if not, that's their right, too.
Right.
But then they should be asked to pay a small admission fee when they go to the zoo or other things supported by the tax.
Yeah, it's interesting. I pay property tax. I don't have any children, so why am I supporting other people's children to go to a free school?
Well, I have three small children who love the zoo, so I thank you for subsidizing their trips to the zoo. That's very kind of you.
Right, but I mean,
now,
also,
I pay the property tax too. We live within St. Louis County.
Certainly, but like free public schooling, I pay a property tax. A lot of my property tax goes to the schools. I don't have any children, but the idea is that it benefits society all the way around to have an educated populace.
Right, and that's something that America decided a long time ago, and
right.
It's something that there's pretty much, for the most part, universal agreement on.
Right.
I think there's, at Show Me Institute, we'd like to do public education a little differently, but there's nobody disagreeing that a free public education system is obviously pretty important to our long-term success.
You know, it's talking about, education, somebody brought up something that was really interesting the other day. And it was talking about charter schools. And I was listening to this argument about charter schools. And they said, give the parents the option to send the kid to a better school. Wouldn't every parent choose to send their kid to a better school? So if you gave every parent the option, who would go to the public school?
Well, if you're a lot of people still believe in their local public school. And it's not... Everybody doesn't think their local public school is terrible,
right?
Including some people who the public schools don't test very well or probably are pretty bad. But if your child is going there and you get attached to the teachers and the principal, you might like your local public school, especially if you live particularly close to it. I'd like to see a lot more charter school choice, but it's not automatic that some parent is willing to take their child out of the public school that's a block from their house,
right,
and send them to the charter school that's a couple miles away. I'd like to see great expansion of it, and I think there'd be great results from choice. But one of the results from expanding charter schools is that there'll be fewer people going to local public schools. Those local public schools will have to compete more, and in the end, they'll do a better job. And there are studies that show that as public schools compete with charter schools, they improve too, and that benefits everyone.
I still think a lot of people would leave to the point where there would be no public school.
Well, if those kids who are leaving are getting a better education, then I say that's a perfectly fine result.
Right, right, right.
But I do think that the mass exodus will probably not be found. I don't think that will actually happen. And the kids that stay in their local public school will get a better education there in that situation as well.
Speaking of taxes, I'm still paying for your kids' milk every day, aren't I?
You do. And,
yeah.
And we're somebody. It's funny. I mean, we live a half a block from our local public school. But we make a choice to send them to the local Catholic school and pay for that. Now, the Catholic school is only about two blocks further, so
right.
It's not that big of a deal.
And the Catholic school has a lunch program paid for by the feds?
The milk program.
The milk program paid for by the feds.
The lunch program is entirely privately funded.
Uh-huh. Interesting. All right, David Stokes, how does somebody get a hold of you or the Show Me Institute?
You can see all of our work, and we've got a few new studies. Got a study coming out soon on pensions, and I recently released a study on enterprise zones. You can find that at showmeinstitute.org, and you can follow me on Twitter at David C. Stokes.
And we're going to send you a link to the new KTRS TV so you can now watch this segment live on TV at the Show Me Institute.
We will put it up there on our website. I'll try and remember to shave going forward now.
That's right.
This is all now on televised. So no more AC/DC t-shirts.
There you go.
There you go.
Rex will be proud of you if you actually shower and shave once in a while and come on the show. David Stokes, always a pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, McGraw.
850, Big 550 KTRS.